You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, August 21st. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $100 billion. That's the estimated size, over a decade, of a capital gains tax cut that President Donald Trump is considering. The Wall Street Journal reports that the president is weighing the measure as a way to boost the economy. The president has said he can enact the capital gains tax measure directly through a rule change rather than through legislation. And that would allow investors to reduce their taxes by attributing some of their gains to inflation. If the president did cut the capital gains tax by executive action, it would likely face a legal challenge. The next number up is 10. That's how many times more valuable WeWork is than IWG, WeWork's shared office space competitor. The comparison is based on WeWork's latest fundraising. IWG operates the Regus and Spaces co-working brands. The publicly traded company has almost the exact same number of desks for rent as WeWork. But here's the thing. WeWork was most recently valued by private market investors at $47 billion. IWG is pegged at just a tenth of that by the public markets. And that, convincing public market investors it is worth the steep price, is WeWork's fundamental task as it ramps up for its planned IPO. Our last number is $6 billion. That's how much, at least, Apple is going to spend on original content for its new Apple TV Plus service over the next several years. The service will launch in November, and according to reports, it will cost $10 a month. Apple is diving into the direct-to-consumer streaming video market at a time when competition is heating up. And Apple is trying to increase the amount of subscription revenue it collects. The goal, as sales of its hardware begin to cool, is to sell more services so that consumers stay hooked on its products. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, August 21st. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow.